Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
But she was thinking he wasn't mortally wounded, which, again, I find that part very odd. What's your thoughts? I don't have the clip readily available, but do you know what I'm talking about? Dateline, Dennis Murphy is talking to her. She's basically going through a laundry list of, I didn't know what was going on. And I'm just paraphrasing here, like, did I hit him? I might have clipped him with the car. I mean, it seemed like I could have, that, but I didn't know what happened. He didn't look mortally wounded, but I mean, maybe could I have a clip? Like, that's, it was just kind of nuggeted in there between theory and he didn't look mortally wounded. It wasn't, you know, had I looked back and I didn't see him mortally wounded, I didn't see him mortally wounded. That's a weird one to me.
That is very weird. Yeah. It doesn't fit the rest of the narrative at all.
Yeah.
So that's what you look for when, you know, is someone telling the truth? You look for consistency in what they say and the way that they tell the story. And if people are lying, there are typically little things that leak out that are inconsistent.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if that was one of them. And how a story goes from that to it's impossible. I could not have hit him.
Right.
I don't know how you get there, especially if that's not your initial story. That's right. Always been rather bizarre to me. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. And the place I always go back is if I had to make a guess, my guess is she doesn't know. And she now has latched on to a story that's going to hopefully keep her out of prison. And she's going to fight this and, you know, continue her current narrative. But, you know, it's one, as we've said before, we may never know exactly what happened, which is too bad.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's the saddest part about all of this. I want to talk about that before we talk about John for a moment. Just the possibility here, or if it's even a possibility, where we go from blackout drunk, not even remembering being at the house, every iteration in the middle to I saw him go in the house. I was listening to music really loud, specifically U2 on the radio was blaring, and having very vivid memories of everything that was going on, including her emotions from minute to minute, from initially not even having any cognition that she was even there. Can that happen? Can the memories come back later and you're putting that together and they're accurate? Or what exactly is going on in her mind, do you think?
Yeah, as you know, as much alcohol as she had ingested, and you can look upright, functional, and still be in a blackout. Mm-hmm. It doesn't add up that she would be having these detailed memories now, mm-hmm. and earlier have been so confused about where she was and what he did and what might have happened. It doesn't add up. Now, can people convince themselves of a story and start to remember things that weren't actually the way it was? Definitely. And that's the problem with memory. People can have false memories.
I got the piece here. I'm going to see if I can just throw it over quick. And we can take a look at what this looks like. Stand by. I think I'll probably work about there. This is that piece from Dateline where we hear her talk about not mortally wounded.
I didn't think I hit him, but could I have clipped him? Could I have tagged him in the knee and incapacitated him? He didn't look.
Oh, and it buffers right there.
Mortally wounded as far as I could see. But could I have done?
Of course.
Something that knocked him out and is drunk.
So I mean that's the context of it.
You
see, it was all
powerful,
all wrapped up into one.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And so yes, I think one could make the case that that is the truth. What mm-hmm. she was speaking there, she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. She didn't think she killed him, but could something have happened? Sure, and that speaks to me of somebody who really does not remember what she was doing. Mm-hmm. And therefore, anything she says now is probably not reliable.
Does she believe what she's saying, you think? When she goes down her narrative of this is what I think happened, did she convince herself that it's impossible that she hit him? Do you think there's still a level of something in her that makes her on the fence going, I don't know, maybe.
Boy, that would be an interesting one to do an interview with her and try to get to the bottom of it. You know, clinically, like a therapist type interview.
Yeah.
That would be a really interesting one to explore, because it's possible that it's either. It could mm-hmm. be that she does have lingering doubts, but boy, she does not want to go to prison. Don't blame her for that.
No,
I don't want to go to prison either. Mm-hmm. Hoping I don't ever run over somebody and end up in this kind of a situation. But you know, she may truly have convinced herself of a story, and her memory has filled in with bits and pieces that validate the story, even mm-hmm. if she doesn't actually, they're not legitimate memories.
Our minds are good at playing Mad Libs, isn't it? Aren't they?
Oh my God, so much. We fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
We fill in the blanks. Yep.
Let's talk about John O'Keefe for a second and the dynamic there, because if you've never been in that sort of a relationship, if you're an empathetic person, you're lucky. But number two, why is it that it seems very empathetic people, very giving people, selfless people like we know of John O'Keefe tend to fall for individuals that are narcissists? Again, not saying Karen is one, but I'm just saying empathetic people, when they find this sort of relationship, somehow it's appealing to them, the empathetic person, mm-hmm. and it's appealing to a narcissist because of various dynamics here. Can you explain that? Because on the surface, I think people go, well, it seems so different types of people. Yes, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do tend to find each other. I think that we have in the past sort of pathologized the more empathic partner, the empathetic mm-hmm. person. And I don't think that's fair, because they will often look at people and see the best in them. And no matter how awful the narcissistic, borderline psychopathic person, no matter how awful they are, they present a good side. Otherwise, mm-hmm. nobody would be in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And so the empathic partner will look at them and see their best qualities and see that these anger outbursts or these negative qualities, well, that's something that I think can change eventually, or when they're under less stress, or there's always this sense of the future will get better.
Yeah.
Because they think the best of people. And that's not pathology. You know, mm-hmm. that's a character trait of being empathic. and maybe making excuses for them, you know, that, oh, well, they've got a condition right now, or they're in a bad job, or there's something going on in their lives that's causing this. But that's not really who they are, mm-hmm. because it's hard for an empathic person to put themselves into the mindset of a person with a personality disorder like this. It's mm-hmm. hard to imagine that somebody who can be so wonderful and loving actually has a very malevolent streak. It's hard to believe. And some people see it fairly soon in the relationship, and they've got a lot of ego strength and they get out of it. But believe me, I've been a person too who stayed in relationships too long yeah. that were like that, because I always thought that the real person is the good side, mm-hmm. you know, and there is this Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing going, because if there wasn't a good side, nobody would be in a relationship with them. Yeah. But the other thing, these relationships can be so intense and dramatic. When it's good, it's really good. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. But unfortunately, those good parts over time become fewer and far between.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're not saying Karen is a narcissist or narcissistic personality disorder or borderline or anything like that. We are discussing these traits that people have and taking a look at actions and going, some of these seem somewhat similar. We can't diagnose. We can't do anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just trying to figure out how this brain is working. Let's talk about the Aruba thing for a minute. That was another trip that they went on, John and her and some family members and friends. And there was an incident there where John was talking to a family friend who was female. And the allegations go that Karen came into the room where that conversation was going on, I believe in a public space. I believe it was a bar yeah. or a restaurant. Yeah. And freaked out. Just went off on John O'Keefe, according to the allegations, accusing him of cheating on her, you know, and this and that. And it's like, this is not that at mm-hmm. all, but didn't take the time at all to even see it. And I'm focusing on that interaction, but I'm also focusing on the fact that this was a should have been a good time. This should have been a celebration, a holiday. I mean, that's what a lot of people call it when you're on vacation. I'm on holiday. Mm-hmm. And they do tend to cause chaos on holidays, literal holidays, really anything that's special to someone else or that they're having a good time. It seems that that's an open window to come in and, you know, knock everything down and scream and have a fit. That seems to fit this. We don't know what other holidays were like with Karen. I'd be really curious. I would be actually kind of shocked if there wasn't similar type things going on where drama ensues. But that seemed to be another interesting facet of this going, oh, she's following that playbook too, at least from what we can see on the surface here.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that immediately popped into my mind when you said holiday, people are partying.
Yeah.
And you throw the alcohol factor in again. Mm-hmm. And if Karen was, let's say, a bit intoxicated or a lot intoxicated, and she was just triggered again because this is her thing, John, and playing around sexually or whatever. And I did watch that testimony with the woman mm-hmm. who we can say was the victim in that situation, yeah. just a family friend. And it was bizarre. It came out of nowhere. And that, again, could speak to somebody who their prefrontal cortex is shut down because they've had too much to drink.
I was going to ask, I mean, how does alcohol affect narcissists and borderlines? Does it make them, I mean, it's probably an individual basis, but maybe you can answer, does it make them worse? Does it make their symptoms, their ways of seeing things that are totally out of bounds of the reality prism worse?
Yeah.
Or does it, yeah. does it make them more tolerable to be around?
And yes, that can be a case-by-case basis, but I think what we know about alcohol is it shuts down the thinking brain.
Yeah.
And so you go right into this emotional, primitive way of perceiving the world, and people misperceive things, and then they don't have the capacity to filter what comes out of their mouth.
Yeah.
And that's why you see so many fights in bars, right? If
sure.
everybody was sober, things that would not have been a big deal become a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, I don't know. I'd love to see Karen Karen, talk about that. That doesn't seem to ever come up.
No,
really.
No.
Significantly, that alcohol was going on here, and that affects the way people perceive reality.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of the pieces of this case where we're looking back at interactions, alcohol is always a factor, at least for the most part, in most of them. Yeah, I wondered about that in my own experience. I got to say, it's like it made them a little more tolerable.
at times it may. If they can find a happy spot in their brain, right? And just get up and dance freely and, you know, smile and be jovial if it goes that direction. Yeah. But it can also go the direction of I saw you talking to an attractive woman and now I know that you're playing around.
And boom.
Now I'm going to blast you. Yeah. Yep. So you don't ever know who you're going to get.
No, no, you really don't. I completely agree with that. It's in a very fascinating journey we're going into here. It's going to be very fascinating to see what exactly the jury ends up hearing, how many contradictions they see of Karen. Again, none of it makes her a murderer, but it explains behavior. That's what I found interesting about this. Not that it's tying her to intentionally killing her boyfriend, because I don't think that was ever
no.
the goal.
I've watched a lot of the trial, I've watched the interviews, and if I had to make a guess, I don't think she's a murderer. I mean, I really don't. That's just my personal opinion. I think there are other problems, and that's what makes this such an interesting, unusual case. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of other factors. But do I see this as an intentional act of trying to kill him? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I agree.
If true crime is your obsession, we've got you covered. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today for nonstop coverage, expert insights, and in-depth analysis.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.